Locker Room Chats, as we continue on, it's week 7 of the high school football season. Opportunity to chat with Nemaha Central head coach Michael Glatzik, presented by Life Care Center, Countryside Feed, Haug Seed, and Hilltop Creations as well. Nemaha Central coming off a huge win over Moore Hill last week, 66-7. Coach, when you break that one down and able to put up 33 points in the second quarter, able to control the pace throughout, you know, what was the most impressive part of that win?
It's just like I said, it's a big confidence win for our kids. You know, it's like you said, we jumped out early at Moore Hill, which is good, you know, and our kids fought for four quarters the whole game.
When you look at it coming up on week 7, now we're just 2 weeks left here in the regular season. One, it's hard to believe that the season's gone by as quickly as it has, but as you come down the home stretch and you're getting ready for the postseason, what are some things you want to see out of your team, and what are some things you're hoping to improve on or know that you got to be good at coming down the home stretch?
So I told the kids the other day, you know, we're already only 2 weeks left in the regular season, and, you know, it starts up front with the big guys. You know, it depends on them how to lead the way, you know, and our quarterback, Gavin, he's playing a lot better. He's just getting more game reps, which is nice to see him out there.
Nemaha Central will get a date with Riverside coming up this week. We will talk about that matchup right after this. Continuing to talk with Nemaha Central head football coach Michael Glatzik, presented by Life Care Center, Countryside Feed, Haug Seed, and Hilltop Creations. Week 7, they get Riverside. The Cyclones still searching for their first win. They played ACCHS last week. They were hanging around in the first half, actually had a lead, but ACCHS able to pull away, win that game 32-13. What do you see from Riverside and potential challenges that they could bring this week?
They were definitely in the game, and I told the kids we can't look at the record. You know, Riverside's a well-coached team and plays hard, you know, the entire four quarters of the game.
When you look at keys to the game this week and just the expectations from you and your coaching staff on what you want to see, you know, what are those few keys, and what do you want to see from your team this week?
It's the same three keys as last game. You know, the first key is to focus on the four quarters. The second one is to get 1% better, and the last one is to work together as a team.
Nemaha Central head football coach Michael Glatzik joining us here on our Locker Room Chats as we get you set for week 7 of the high school football season. Coach, as always, we appreciate the time, and good luck against Riverside.
All right, thanks, Brandon.